Okay, we can't let up now.
It's from the start, man. It's from Monday, Wednesday that you can't give anything up, or, you know, you got to get after this game the way it's supposed to be treated, you know. So I don't think it's really just a point in the game, like, oh, now we really got to do something. No, we should have been doing something the whole time, you know. So we get that mentality, we get that attitude, and, you know, it's lights out from there.
But basically, if you start the right way, you'll be able to finish.
Man, I don't know. That's the complete opposite of the statement I said earlier.
Well, if you start the week the right way, you'll be able to finish come the end.
True in a way. Well, you know, you can start the week wrong and finish strong. So it is. I mean, it's a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Yes.
Is this where you can find a lot about a team, players? You got some young guys here. And
absolutely.
I mean, the character and everything really comes to
absolutely.
To the front.
This is where I'm judging you the most, and you should judge me the most. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you fighting just for pride and just for respect, and see how much pride and respect you have in yourself, you have in this organization, and you have in this city. You know, so I'm gonna go out there and give you all 100%. And whoever doesn't, I'll be looking at them.
Not the point of fingers. Just in general, you'd be looking around and seeing what's happening. Right?
I'll be looking around at everything, you know what I mean? I'll be looking around at the players. I'll be looking around at the fans. I'll be looking at myself extra hard to make sure I'm doing everything to let everybody know that I have no quit in me.
Are you the type to pull someone aside if you think that they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, or approach them in some way?
I am the type of person to talk to people one-on-one. I am that type of person, you know. How I handle it, you know, I don't really know, because I haven't had to come across a bunch of those situations, but... You know, I do speak to people one-on-one, and we just, you know, just talk as men.
Jamil, Tom was kind of critical of the pass rush and saying even when you guys are blitzing, you're not getting to the quarterback. Just how frustrating is that for you guys? I mean, is it true? And can you put a finger on why?
I mean, it's true. The ball say it. It's true. You know what I mean? So I got no debate with that, and we should be getting more pressure. We should be getting more sacks, you know, and we should be more successful every time we blitz. So everything he said is true. I don't got nothing against it.
How disheartening is it when a team, when you're blitzing and you're not able to get there?
Man, how disheartening is it? I mean, they get paid too, so you're not going to always get there. You know, sometimes you're going to beat someone. Sometimes one of their people are going to mess something up and you're going to come free. I don't know if it's really disheartening, but, you know, it's the game that we play. You win some, you lose some. You know, unfortunately, we lost blitzing, we lost games.
Is it just as simple as get there?
Or
you have to
do more?
Is it just as simple as get there? Yeah, I mean, you know, yeah.
No. What was you about to say? No, it's not that simple. It's not that simple. I'm sorry.
When Tom was talking to us, he was trying to kind of go out of his way to say Jacksonville did this, Jacksonville did that. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, is that kind of like what he's telling you guys in the sense of, you don't watch yourself, these guys, even though they only have one win, are going to beat you?
I mean, in the NFL, you know what I mean, that's the rule. So I don't think you really have to point that out. But, you know, Coach does a good job of pointing a lot of things out. But this is a good team. You know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, some things didn't roll in their favor. You know, you ask me, I think the Giants, I think we're a good team. And some things didn't roll in our favor. We messed up at some point. And they found themselves in that same situation too, you know. So, and I don't think anybody is at liberty to look down on any team in this game, regardless of the record, you know what I mean? Us, them, anybody else in the league.
Jamil, on the eve of Thanksgiving, what are you thankful for this year?
I'm thankful to be able to talk to y'all, you know. I'm saying, I am thankful to talk. I am thankful to be in the position that I'm in and to be able to live the life and help people out the way that I want to, and to be able to work a job where I can be myself day in and day out and not have to, you know, do something that I don't enjoy. You know, I'm thankful and I'm blessed to be where I'm standing right now.
What's your favorite dish at Thanksgiving? What do you
macaroni and cheese. It's not even close. My aunt's macaroni and cheese is beast. I dare anybody to challenge her. I dare it.